Zurück im Labor für Entrepreneurship. This time we have two guests from a more English background, so to say. So I say hello to Ines Robbers and Dr. Heather. Is it pronunciation is right?
Actually,
Heather.
Heather.
Heather Cameron. Cameron. Are you a relative of Julia Cameron? That's a book that I quite often recommend to my students. Julia Cameron.
No, she's not
about
that I know.
Creativity and turn creativity into entrepreneurial skills,
well,
something like that.
Well, not a family resemblance, but obviously we're thinking in the same directions.
Maybe Cameron is a more familiar name, not to our Germans like me, but to you. Anyway, so you created something that is called Creare. Mm-hmm. Is it? You pronounce it in German, Creare.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's something, maybe you explain to us, what is it helpful for potential entrepreneurs?
Right, so we call it an initiative, a didactical initiative for more entrepreneurial activity and innovation at universities. At this point of time in Berlin, so we focus on universities in Berlin, and we target students, particularly from the humanities and social sciences, because we find that this is a group that gets kind of excluded by the traditional business seminars. And we find that there's a lot of entrepreneurial potential in this target group. And our goal then is to basically sensitize these students for this career alternative of becoming an entrepreneur. We want to motivate them, we want to mobilize them to set up their own businesses. And we want to equip them, obviously, with the key competencies to become a successful entrepreneur. And one thing that is special about our program is that we have a wider approach of entrepreneurship. So we don't really think of entrepreneurship as founding yet another coffee shop around the corner or, you know, the fruit store that your father has anyway. But we include the concept of entrepreneurship, so be an entrepreneur inside a company, which is, I think, interesting for students because right after universities, you're not maybe not as you don't have the brain, you don't have the courage to set up your own business right away, and maybe you don't even have an idea. So going into a business, going into a company, and be entrepreneurial in this framework is an interesting way. And the other concept is then obviously social entrepreneurship, because one of our main concerns is that we want to include more women. That's why we call ourselves also Gründerinnenzeit, as the name of the initiative.
It excludes men or just
not at all,
it encourages
not at all.
Women?
No, we want the boys, but we only want 50%.
Not more than 50%.
Not more, yes.
Well, we're trying to work against this idea that you have to be, with all due respect to our other colleagues at the Technical University of Berlin, that you're supposed to be like an engineer in order to get anybody's attention in terms of starting a new business. And while Ines actually ran a successful business, working with like new economy and new media themes, a lot of people are running successful initiatives which have absolutely nothing to do with nanotechnology. And so why don't we try and create programs and opportunities for them as well? And to have the students who have the good ideas, which I think we all agree is really the kernel of success as an entrepreneur, to have the ideas and the motivation to make something happen, how do we make sure that they understand that they're actually being spoken to through entrepreneurial education? And that's by saying, hey, all of the women who are involved who have great ideas, who perhaps see themselves as wanting to do something more social or be more involved in their neighborhoods, well, if you're starting something, then you're an entrepreneur and you should come talk to us. Or other people, perhaps, who, we're talking just about the North American experience, a lot of the why immigration there and integration, which here is such an important theme, why that's worked well as it has or not well, that could be discussed in Canada and the States, is because people have taken an economic interest in their communities as entrepreneurs. And so how do we get all of the other people, like the Canadians in Berlin and the Turkish people and everybody else, to see themselves as having a stake and becoming entrepreneurs? And so by calling it Gründerinsight, of course we want to attract the women, but we're also trying to say we're open to a wider definition of who can benefit from entrepreneurial education and getting them to take part and to see themselves in a future that in that way.